Okay, anyone feeling hungry?
It's time for Cook Your Cupboard. That's the part of the program where you submit photos of weird ingredients to npr.org/cupboard. Then we choose one of you to come on the air for some expert advice from a chef or food writer. And today we're joined by a legendary French chef, Jacques Pepin. He worked in elite French restaurants, has been the personal chef to heads of state, including Charles de Gaulle. And for decades, he brought his culinary expertise into American living rooms on cooking shows. He joins us from WNPR in New Haven. And Jacques Pepin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And our Cook Your Cupboard listener is Samantha Lund. She's on a telephone line from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Renee.
Samantha, I gather your work schedule does give you some time to cook.
Yeah, we have a 2.5-year-old at home, and I get to stay home with my daughter. We really enjoy cooking together, and it's something I did growing up with my mother and my grandmother, and I try my best to cook 3 meals a day at our house.
I also cook with my granddaughter, you know, so.
It's the best. It's the best way to spend time with them.
Let's get to the food that you're trying to use up. There are 3 items that you're a little perplexed about.
Sure. The first one is we got a jar of pickled onions as part of a Christmas basket, and nothing came to mind except martinis, which is not something that I regularly have. The other ingredient is hot chow chow relish. We use it in egg salad, but only a tablespoon, so I often have a large jar left over. And then my other thing is currants. I would love to know some different ways to use those.
Why don't we start with the chow chow, the spicy southern relish. Jacques Pepin, do you know about chow chow?
Yes, I heard about it. I mean, I don't think it should be any problem using it. They would use it on hot dog, certainly hamburger, even on ham. You know, you can puree it further and put it on top of a ham to glaze in the oven. I know that I would use it in like grilled cheese sandwich, any kind of stew. You would serve that kind of relish on the side. Yes, it would go well with it.
What about those pickled onions? Now, I kind of agree with you. The idea of a pickled onion strikes me as something to put into a martini, and I would be just as stumped.
Well, my wife, to start with, every summer makes cornichons, what we call cornichons. And the cornichons, of course, and the pickled onion are terrific to serve with any kind of pâté, cold meat, and as well, glazing it, for example. You know, you put a bit of sugar in it, you cook it in a skillet with a dash of butter, and it turn out and glaze and caramelized, and you serve that with pork chop or any type of meat, and that would be terrific, but certainly with cold meat.
I love that idea of pairing it with pâté. My mom has been working hard on mastering pâté at her home.
Good.
And so,
a glass of white wine with that.
Absolutely.
Currants. Now, those, of course, are the tiny, sweet raisins. I would think there'd be a lot of uses for currants.
Certainly, the first thing that I would use it, like in rice, you cook rice with raisins or currants in there, that would go very well. Anything with pork, and then don't forget to put it in stuffing, when the stuffing of your turkey or anything like this. You could also put your currant in your chow chow, you know, so that would go well with it.
Jacques Pepin, you have brought us full circle in this conversation, from the original ingredient to the final ingredient, mixing them up. Did you expect to do that?
No, I mean, you know, food is fun, and you should try things out, and as long as you have a nice glass of wine with it, it's fine. It works.
Well, Samantha, it sounds like starting with the hot dogs and down to the chutneys, it sounds a bit like you have an American picnic going here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be great.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your ideas.
Am I invited?
Absolutely. You are welcome at my house anytime.
Thank you both for joining us, celebrity French chef Jacques Pepin. And our listener, Samantha Lund, joining us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. It was a pleasure talking to both of you.
Thanks, Renee.
Great talking to you.
And if you want the chance to come on air for advice from a star chef, we'd love to have you. Submit things in your cupboard, things that have you perplexed. Go to npr.org/cupboard.